Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
We got some missed calls from over the weekend.
Okay, this is always good.
Okay, there was that. We got okay. This is from a withheld unknown number. So could have the M word in knickers. All right. So let's just see. Nope, had nothing. And then Tim Ford UK knows best. Left two messages on Saturday. One at 10:28 in the evening, and one at 10:30. Here we go.
Hello. Thank you.
Okay, next message.
Yeah, can I just say, I think you need to change your title to you can call from 9 p.m. to whatever time you stop. Because at the moment it just says you can call from 9 p.m. but it doesn't say when you
Good
shouldn't
point.
Call. It just says you can call from 9 p.m. Love you.
Bye. Let's call this guy back. I like this guy. This guy's got spunk. He's got balls.
He's got ideas, and that's what we want, an ideas man.
I mean, we need ideas. This show is so it's so dry. It is so dry. I've got a great idea for a... He hung up. I've got a great idea for a stream that I want to do. I've had some ideas, right, for streams. One is I might buy myself a new little camera and take it upstairs and stream. Are we out of focus? No.
You're just misty and dreamy, that's all.
Hello. Those are my nails. I got them done.
Doing shows upstairs. I've been sleeping really badly.
What could possibly go wrong?
Thank you. I've been sleeping really badly. That was a coincidence, my finger appeared in front of me. That wasn't me saying shush. It was just pure coincidence. I turned...
You have a dream of shushing me.
I dream of it a lot. I turned and the finger came up.
This would happen. This would get a little snip, snip.
So I was thinking of getting a new camera.
Yes.
There's a nice little Sony you can stream from. About 600 quid. Right? And doing it, because I can't be able to take this one upstairs, obviously. And having like a... Sorry?
Can I just ask what happened to the Ian last week who didn't want to open up to people so much anymore?
I'm trying
now
to,
you want to take them up to your bedroom.
I'm trying to motivate myself. I'm trying to fake it to make it. And by the way, the hair's looking great. A little trim of the beard today. I've got the nails. I've got this great T-shirt. I think I got it from Redbubble. It's probably pirated. I've got a poster. It's very similar. A picture, not poster. You think I'm a teenager? Picture. But I love cats in space helmets. I love it.
We all do.
So I was thinking. Thank you, Chicken Box Comedy.
They never sent a cab, did they? It was always dogs and monkeys. Cats too sensible.
Yeah, it was always dogs. I mean, what is Laika going to... Laika was the dog still alive because, of course, when you're in space, time slows down.
Yeah.
So like 8 years old up there or something.
And no one can hear you bark.
No. What was... Oh, that was it. There was a porno version of that in space, no one can hear you come.
Yeah.
Well, surely it should have been in space, no one can hear you cream.
No, it wasn't. I don't think they thought about it that much.
I could come.
And then the basis of that...
Natty, thank you.
That was probably the first one I ever saw with a group of giggling teenagers. This is before we had it on phones, kids. We had to have an actual video and a free house with no parents in, right? And this video...
This is not child-friendly, but go on.
The story of the video is this.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. I can catch it in child-friendly
too. I'm thinking of the story that I'm about to tell.
Oh, okay. Well, some sexy female Russian cosmonauts were working alongside the Americans on a space station. You might have seen this more recently.
You can leave any time, Kat, says Gafford.
And they would
be
romancing the male astronauts.
Romancing the bone.
Yes. And saving their essence so they could make the ultimate space person. Space baby.
Space baby.
That was the idea.
I'm a little bit dark today. That's fine. Well, what we used to do, is, I remember at college, is like four or five of us would put on a bluey. After about 20 minutes, one by one, we go, right, I think I'm going to go to bed now, guys. I'm a bit tired.
Oh, mate.
Welcome.
And you all thought that the others didn't know.
No, so what? No, I'm.
I could come.
Thank you, Jagger, woo woo. Oh, Keith, remember Keith from Keith and the Girl laying into Jagger, woo woo.
I do.
Wear
yeah.
a mask. Wear a mask. Save lives.
He's right.
It's that simple. So I'm trying to fake it to make it. And I was saying to a good friend of mine today, Scott Balcony, he said, "What are we going to do? What's our project going to be this year? Well, let's make something together that's pure art." And I said, "Mate." Thank you, Dan. I said, mate, I've lost my mojo. Not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. But I do. I want to kind of force. It doesn't stop me having ideas.
Yeah.
So one is I want to have like upstairs and just wake up at like 4 a.m. and not be able to sleep and go right. Let's start for. What did I? I had a great title for it. Oh, I don't know.
It'll come back.
It might not. But then the other thing I want to do, and this would be awesome, right, is I want to do, like Stephen Page does his concerts.
Yes.
I want to do a concert of all my greatest hits, except, right, they're all improvised. It's like an hour-long concert, and I sell it as these are all my greatest hits. And I just get, 20 copyright-free tracks of different styles. I don't listen to them before, and I have a guitar. And I just do an hour-long concert of what I consider to be my greatest hits, but I don't have any greatest hits. I can't repeat any of the songs that I've done before because I can't remember them.
Because they all come with the Duende.
Duende. I'm going to make a video for I Have My Beans as well. That's another thing. So I want to do a concert, and I just go, right, okay, well, thanks. And now this one was like, this was the third single, and it flopped, and I still think it's a great... So so it'll be like this. Right, hang on a minute. Right, so it would be something like this, right? So I'd go, yeah, this is when I wanted to change direction, and the record company were against it, and I said, I'm an artist, and I have to be able to express myself any way I want.
Oh, no, not this way.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring you... There goes my pie. Well, I'm walking down the street with my baby on my arm.
She's a parrot.
And I'm feeling all the love that I got inside of me.
Like a carrot.
And I want to know which way to go. Do I turn to the left or the right? Everybody shouting at me. And baby, I am feeling all right. I'm Irie.
Oh, no. No.
I'm really, really, really bloody Irie.
You don't get to be Irie.
I'm Irie. I'm Irie for your love. So it'd be like it'd be like an hour.
I think it's best you do that on your own. That was not Irie by anyone's standards.
I don't know.
It was the most un-Irie.
I want to take you back.
Oh,
these
God.
Are some of the... Sing some of the songs my dad taught me when I was a kid, and I'm going to take you on a little musical journey. I hope you enjoy. Yeah. Do I look like a cat? My baby loves me. She's making me cups of tea. Taking me out to China to see what we can see.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do any of the voices,
let's
obviously.
Let's not do that one.
But so that, I think, would be Fuck you, old fuck, says Flasher Cheat. What makes you think you're not going to get banned? You can't see that. A message came through that was held by the bot that says, F you, old F.
Also, you spelled the F word wrong. What kind of weirdo can't spell the F word?
In fairness, he may have been talking to you, in which case, yes. So that's my plan
I'd
is
rather
to do...
you didn't.
That's
I'd,
my...
I'd really rather you didn't.
That's my plan is to do a concert like that. And then people would request songs and it would just be an hour of made up songs and made up history. I think I could do it. I think it would be funny.
We went to see Bob Dylan. I'm not sure he wasn't doing exactly that.
Bob bloody
so
Dylan.
So why not?
Let's get some ads played. Hey, listen, this is our job. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Catherine Boyle.
What is this?
This is a phone-in show unlike any other, probably for good reason, to be honest, here on Twitch. Basically, you can talk about whatever you want to. We've got loose themes for the show. Like on a Monday, we do shonky old shows, SOS Mondays, right? And we will be watching some shows that probably weren't even right in their own time.
Yes.
Never mind now.
Yes.
But at any time, you can give us a ring. And it's not interrupting. It's adding. It's contributing. Whatever you have to say.
You can call in any time about anything. Whatever we're talking about, you can call in. And if I don't answer, you come straight to us. There's no. This is us. There's no kind
of... We are the team.
Yeah. I was trying to explain this to someone the other day. I can't remember who I was trying to explain it to. No, it's literally just us. I'm doing the technical stuff. But you've got a producer, right? I said, no. It's literally just us. But there'll be someone like doing the technical stuff. I said, no, I'm doing the technical. That's how bad it is. And they said, well, what if you get it wrong? I said, I get it wrong every night.
It's all good.
The first hour is constantly getting it wrong. You should rate the Spanish guy that's got 2.4 million views.
We wouldn't even touch the sides. What's the point?
So you can call us at any point. As I saw Dan TDM say at the weekend, if you're new here, drop us a follow.
It works for him. Why wouldn't it work for us?
If you're new here, drop us a follow. You can subscribe as well. If you've got Amazon, let's just do the business. Yeah. Amazon.gaming.com, is that the right link? Amazon.gaming.com. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to us. We get a fiver, right, that's split between us. Does not cost you a penny. It's money you could never, ever spend.
It comes out of your Prime subscription, basically, doesn't it?
But you could never spend that anywhere else. But we can. We can spend it on food. Gaming.amazon.com. You link your Amazon Prime to this. It's a bit fiddly if you're on the phone app. I don't know if you can do it. You need to open a web browser. Mm. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. Don't bother with Tier 2s. Tier 1s or Tier 3s. Tier 3, we do a monthly. We didn't do it last week. I apologise. I'm a drug addict. But Tier 3s get invited to a monthly Tier 3 and mod production meeting. Lasts about half an hour to an hour. And it's me and Catherine and you guys. And we just chat.
Yeah.
It's private. We do it on Zoom. We film it. We record it. Yes, you can. And we put it. But it's we don't stream it live. And we chat. And if you've got some ideas, we listen to them. If you haven't got any ideas, you just hang out with us
and
for
an
hour.
You know what? We've had some brilliant ideas from those meetings, some of which are still awaiting action.
If you look very carefully, and I'm not going to point it out, you can see...
One of our ideas.
I think that was Pete's idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pete's
very much in the pipeline there.
Pete's idea is lurking somewhere in this shop. And I reckon we will... I am free this coming weekend. I don't know what your plans are this coming weekend. Maybe we do it this Saturday. Yeah. Maybe we do it this Saturday. And there's other ways. You can chuck bits at us, or you can go to paypal.me/IanLee and give us money. That's how we make money. We also do sponsorships and adverts and stuff, and it works. Oh, it works. So two people last week said they bought AlphaSync computers because of the brilliant people at AlphaSync who gave us the computer that we're doing this on.
Uh-huh.
This gets taken off the end of next month. But you know, I've had nothing but joy with the AlphaSync.
And I saw someone bought a knob chair as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Someone's bought a knob chair as a result of this. And they didn't even sponsor us. I bought this.
They offered to, but we didn't have room for two big chairs.
And a load of people were tweeting us their Vizzes this weekend because we were sponsored by Viz for a while. So it works, man. It works.
It really does.
We'll talk about that later on. 0203 286 637.
Oh, there's sound clips as well if you fancy.
Such as,
you will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
And also one of our very, very popular ones.
Hang on.
So smooth.
It's
donuts.
There we go.
That's a bit loud, sorry.
Oh, speaking of which, tomorrow we are going to have...
Oh, we're selling you a lot here, but this is great stuff. This is gold.
Just letting you know what's going on tomorrow.
This is gold.
So today we do shonky old shows. Tomorrow we focus on...
Tuesday Club.
Yeah, the spiritual...
We're joined by an actor.
The questions of life. Well,
we've got Alex Lowe on the show tomorrow.
Have we?
Alex Lowe is on the show.
We've also got... this is way past her bedtime, but we'll record it, so this is why I'm telling you now. If you want to send us your life dilemmas for a 9-year-old to answer, and she's given some very good answers up to this point, all you need to do is email us. Here we go. Here.
And it
email,
could be a little video.
Alternative.
It could be a little bit of audio, or you can write something down.
At Gmail.
And she will solve it.
.com.
She'll solve your problems. No problem is too big, no problem is too small. Don't, I mean, she's 9 years old, so, you know, ixnay on the XA. But... otherwise, everything goes.
An example, someone gave us a ring before Christmas asking for a great present idea for their younger brother. Now, the younger brother is in his 30s, but that didn't matter. What did Littlen recommend?
Can't remember.
Lego and some nice shoes for when he stands on them, because grown-ups don't like standing on Lego.
Let's get all the business out of the way, because we haven't really done it. Look, we've got merch as well.
We have.
We've got this lovely hat. Oh, the words go when you do that. We've got the hat. You will receive the vaccine. We've got T-shirts.
You will receive the vaccine on Tuesday.
Yep.
Late night alternative merch. TLNA. That bag. I've got that bag. I've got that hat. I love this. This is, I think, is perhaps my favourite. The Press Play and Record official TLNA T-shirt. It was my idea to put the names on there. It was my idea to put your name first.
Well, that's very kind of you.
Yeah. And I don't make big deal about it.
No, he never goes on about it.
Anyway, so that's all of that. That's all of that. Right. Where's Greg going with it? Oh.
But anyway, if you can't afford it at the moment, that's cool. We're here anyway, but you'll get adverts, that's all. That's the only difference.
Yeah, so if you don't want the adverts, then sub.
Yeah.
Some people still get the ads when they sub, but that's life.
That's a little quirk.
You shouldn't. That's a quirk. Thank you, Matt. Loads of people have subscribed. Let's go through these. Hang on, let's make this a bit bigger.
Let's big up those subs.
Right. Matt, 1986, thank you.
Razor's Edge 57 has resubscribed.
Abnormal, 6 months.
Chugga chugga woo woo.
3 months. Matty Stevo, 2 years. Jesus, who Matty started this channel. So thank you, Matty.
Chicken Box Comedy's resubscribed. Thank you.
Blues Noodler is hosting us. Thank you, Blues.
Jado Tita.
Have a great show. Web Surgeon, 4 months. Thank you.
Julia Creates Joy, she does.
Mark Mack, 3 months.
New to this too, has hosted us. Thank you.
Thank you. Delith has gifted a sub to Peter Svich.
Oh, Peter, you are so lucky. Trash J 87 is resubscribed. 12
Sarah,
months.
Sarah Blue, 9 months.
Wow. Who else have we got? Trash J
87. Cis Word.
Cis Word 1978.
Hello.
Wow.
Hello.
Who's this? Can you turn your Twitch stream off, please?
Oh, there. It's off.
It will be.
Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Hello. Is this live now then?
Yep.
Oh, hello there. My name's Tom.
Hello, Tom.
I've never used Twitch before, and I was doing an experiment, and it's worked, and now I'm actually talking to you.
Well, okay, but you will have used, like, a computer or a phone. You probably used a phone for the talking to us bit, right, dude?
Yeah. No, well, yeah, it's just, there we go. I just didn't expect it to just go right through there, yeah.
This is, we've had a lot of people recently just calling the number because they don't think it's a real number.
Yeah. But I remember doing that for television shows that were on a Saturday morning for kids, just to see if that number really works.
And it works.
Yeah. Oh, well, now let's talk then. I'll tell you what's going on in my mind then.
Oh, God.
I don't understand Twitch. Like, I suddenly feel really old all of a sudden. I've never been on it before, and I've just come on it, and I've just spent a good 20 minutes watching videos of women making squelchy noises in the microphone, and I didn't even know this was a thing.
Well, you watched them for 20 minutes. You can't blame them.
That's the old ASMR, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's it,
yeah.
Yeah, and I'm suddenly, like, realising there's this whole other world that I haven't got to grips with at all.
Getting to grips being the operative phrase.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to know?
What's going on?
It's very exciting, but I just feel like it's very. There's lots of it I don't understand. Like, there's lots of people who just seem to have videos where they're just thanking the followers.
Yep.
They're watching, and yep. that's all it is. And it goes on for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's...
Well, this show, do you know who we are, by the way? Or have you just stumbled on this and you just saw a number and thought, I'm dialing that?
Yeah, as an experiment. And now I'm regretting it, but...
No, don't regret it. This is fun. But no, you've not interrupted us. This is the show. But you don't know who we are. You didn't used to listen to the radio show that we did.
No, not at all.
This
no,
is
sorry.
Great. There's no reason you should. I just want to get your knowledge of what you've tapped into. Okay, and you're coming from a naive point, which is great, which I love.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's weird because I'm sort of in the industry. I mean, like, I work in TV, and then someone sent me a link to a Twitch stream, and I thought, oh yeah, this is something I should get to grips with, and I'm a bit bewildered by it.
What do you do in TV? Because I used to work in TV.
Yeah, I'm actually a director, a writer, director in TV, so you'd think I should know about this stuff.
Nah.
But yeah, this is my first time on the platform. And
well, welcome. Yeah. Basically, here's the thing, right? So it is still primarily a gaming platform, so people play games and other people watch them, and it might sound weird, but actually it's no different, I think, from watching a football match or watching athletics. It's a similar kind of thing. And Twitch has kind of expanded, and now there will be some ladies wearing tight tops that will jump around.
Yeah.
It's not overt. It can't be overtly sexual. We're not allowed to show genitals, right? So sorry to disappoint you.
But there is some tit elation.
Thank you very much indeed. There'll be a bit of art. There'll be some podcasters. And me and Catherine used to do a radio show. We won many awards. And I'm surprised if you work in TV, you don't recognise me as the former TV star that I am. And we do a phone-in show 5 nights a week. And each night has a slightly different, very loose theme.
5 nights?
Yeah.
Yes, it's our job.
It's our actual job.
Wow, man. Oh, well, amazing.
We feed our kids. Like, genuinely, we're not married, but we feed our kids and we pay our mortgage with this.
Oh, man, that's incredible.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it? It's all right.
Yeah, no, like, I've been, because lots of the views and things are really high and are getting more views than the stuff I make on telly. So maybe I need to think about it.
Well, what are you making on telly?
Say that again?
What are you making on telly?
Oh, I've done stuff for Netflix and I do a lot of stuff for Channel 4 and
Come
BBC.
On. When you say stuff for Channel 4, do you do Naked Attraction or Five Guys?
I wish I did Naked Attraction. Oh, I wish.
What do you do? Go on, you can tell us. Go on.
But then people might know I am and things. I did a good show on Netflix at the moment. It's called Space Force. Steve Carell.
You directed Space Force. You didn't direct Space Force.
I did episodes 2 and 3.
Was that the one? Was episode 2 the one that's got Daydream Believer in it?
Got who in it?
It's got Daydream Believer. One of them's got Daydream Believer by the Monkees in it at the end. You know, because it always has like a sort of middle of the road.
Because my episode had a monkey in it. Yeah.
You directed episode 2 of Space Force.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's proper. This ain't some.
What the hell are you doing on this?
No, Catherine, please. Give us a freaking job, man.
Yeah, I'd gladly give you a job.
Bloody
I'm
well
not
did.
Working now because of COVID.
Bloody well did.
We can do all sorts from this room, honestly. We'd be no bother.
I'm IMDBing you. I'm not going to say your last name. But
okay, yeah, you can do that.
No, I'm not going to say what I was going to say because that would be unfair. there we go.
He didn't like it.
I wasn't that. I thought it was a little bit slow. Not your episode. I watched 3 episodes and I thought it's not. It wasn't working for me. And I'm sorry. And that sounds
that's cool.
Rude. And I don't mean it to sound rude.
No, I appreciate the critique.
No, you don't. You don't want to hear. You don't want to hear some prick. Who you've never heard of going, oh, I thought the thing that you did was shit. I'm not, you know, you don't want to hear that from an idiot like me.
You didn't say it was shit. Hang on, now you're saying it's shit.
No, I'm not, but
it was a little slow.
There was no need for me to say that, so I apologise.
But now this is like good revenge for me ringing up and laying into Twitch.
Yeah, exactly.
And the women.
I did a little bit of TV a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I think there's lots of comedians on this who I know, and they're all branching out into this stuff.
Well, because comedians haven't got any work at the moment. There's no live work, and TV's not really commissioning anything.
No, exactly. Yeah, I've just had a job cancelled because of the new measures.
Yeah, well, nothing. Right. No one can get a gig. No, very few people. No, very few people can get a gig. I mean, I'd love to be in an episode of Famalam, but you know, that's cool. That's cool. You know.
Yeah. So maybe you might see me on Twitch soon.
When we phone you up, you can tell me that something I did was shit because that was rude. I shouldn't have said that. I feel bad. I thought it looked great. I thought it was very stylish. It just wasn't my. I'm doing it again. It wasn't my cup of tea. You don't care. You like it, you're proud of it, and that's all that matters.
We can put this on the poster of the show.
Well, listen, go and have a look. Say, we're here 5 nights a week. Go and have a look around. I'd recommend, you know, I don't know if you've seen Darth Limmy's channel. Limmy's stream is very funny. That's kind of gaming, but it's more of a performance element to it.
Oh, have a look at the Atomic Twins.
The Atomic Twins.
You'll like them. They're two kind of geeky, very pretty teenage twins from America. And they make these amazing little short videos that they put in there.
Do you know what? That might tie in with Famalam.
Yeah.
You might get a kick out of them, the Atomic Twins.
They're so cool.
All right. Oh, you have IMDb me. You just IMDb me. Sorry for ringing up and interrupting your show, but
that's what the show
thank
is.
Thank you for introducing me to the world of Twitch.
Well, stick with us, and if you decide to do something on here, let us know, and we'll send some people over to boost your figures.
There you go. Thank you.
Nice one, Tom. Guys. Thank you, mate. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Tom.
People saying get his number. I've got his freaking number. It's popped up on my screen. It ends 3. He wasn't going for the... I've been on TV... He wasn't going for that, was he?
Well, he must hear it all the time.
Yeah, but I was on proper... I was on... He hears it all the time. But
he's a director.
Yeah, but I was...
always chatting him up for jobs.
I was not chatting him up for a freaking job.
Oh, come on, you were.
I was not. I wanted respect from a peer. Instead, I got dissed.
Well, you dissed him right back.
He was very sus, that guy. Very, very sus. How do we do this? We're going to add contact. Call him Tom Hollywood.
Tom Hollywood.
That was rude of me to say that I didn't really enjoy. But that was rude. He didn't need to hear that. What a rude thing to say. Excuse me. I'm disappointed you didn't drop while I was on I'm a Celeb. David, I was building up to that. When he said, anything I've seen, I'm a Celeb, get me out of here.
I'm sure he'll be kicking himself now he's realised his mistake.
I was on I'm a Celeb, get me out of here. Came third. In 2017. Right. We should probably...
Sponsors.
Oh, I've just played an advert. We'll do it after. But by the way, what Tom was saying there was interesting. Tom Hollywood, our new buddy, saying... he interrupted the show. No. That is the show.
That's what the show is.
That is the show.
It's a series of interruptions knitted together.
Yeah, that is the goddamn show. So,
do it. Mac Shao.
Mac Shao.
Speaking of which, I had a huge disappointment today and I was dead looking forward to it.
Oh, go on. This is
the second
sad.
Of a series of disappointments, right? First of all, I went to pick up my scooter from the
that was yesterday.
Mechanic. Was it yesterday?
Scooter was yesterday.
The mechanic who is brilliant. I love Dean and he watches this show. So big up to Dean. And he was so excited because he's got my bike working. The clutch has never worked on it. And it's an old banger, my bike, but I love it so much. And it's that kind of age now where I'm nursing it, but it just adds to the charm for me, even though he's saying I should trash it.
I didn't say trash it. I just think it's time to move on.
It might be, but I just want to see if I can just... Anyway, so you got the clutch working and I was so happy. It was like working straight away.
Yeah.
And so I got on it and set off back for home, having put loads of clothes on because it was flipping freezing yesterday.
Very misty. The mist didn't lift here at all yesterday.
No, sun didn't come up, did it?
No sun.
Broke down. Broke down just before a roundabout. It seemed to be every time I slowed down, it would just...
She slows down a lot because she's a pussy.
No, because it's a roundabout and I'm on a scooter.
It's got straight over it.
Only one of us has crashed the bike. It ain't me.
I did come off the bike.
So, I tried to ring him, but he wasn't answering his phone. So I thought, I'm going to have to push it back. I was within pushing distance at a pinch, and it, I was in a pinch. But then I thought, well, I'll just give it one more go. I managed to ride it back the other way, around the roundabout. I had to cross the bypass. And again, of course, because I've slowed down, as I'm crossing the bypass, it stops. So I had to jump off and push it, like leg it across with the traffic coming in the distance.
Could be dead.
No, but I always made sure I gave myself plenty of space for the
oomph,
the traffic. And then it stopped again as I just came into the yard. So he's taking it back. Slightly disappointing, but I know Dean will fix it because he's brilliant.
Because he fixed it before, didn't he?
He fixed it before.
Well, well, and it got
a different thing.
Yeah, well, he didn't fix it then. He should have taken it out for a burn-up.
He did.
Well, then he didn't fix it.
He did, and then he took it afterwards. He's got it. Anyway, no, I'm not blaming Dean. Don't blame Dean.
I'm not blaming Dean.
It was a different thing that had gone. He'd fix one thing and another thing had gone. It's all good. I've got confidence. And also, I ain't getting on that bike anytime soon.
Zoom is full of spies.
It is. I want to wait until it gets nice and... The spring weather is when you should be out on your scooter. Anyway, yeah. So I'm in no rush for that. And I thought, well, now I'm homeschooling the kids. I want to do something at the table. I haven't got a great deal of room.
When we both say homeschooling, we're dozing on our respective sofas while the kids are playing Sims.
So I felt guilty about it. So I thought I'll go and sit with them. So we're all using the same dining room table. So I bought this thing that had been reduced by half, but it was still expensive. But I thought, no, I'm going to end up with this brilliant Lego picture of the Beatles, right? All four of them. Looking sexy, looking great. And it was expensive. It was £75. But that was half price, right? So I thought, it took me some umming and ahhing, but I thought, I'll do it. It arrived today, and you can't have all four Beatles. I thought I would end up with a piece of art with like four Beatles on it. You can have one at a time. And they give you this like Lego lifter so you can take all the bits off and make the next one. That was not the point. People on Twitter, when I mentioned it, said, oh, now you have to buy the other another three. It was like, not even...
So
no.
That's another £300?
No, no, no.
What a load of rubbish.
No. So that's gone back.
Damn you, Dan. We're not blaming the Beatles for this. We blame the Danes, another band from the 60s who were always jealous of those guys.
Got it, though, because I could see myself doing it and it would have been great if it was the thing I thought it was. And it wasn't.
Yeah.
So that's gone back. Anyway, so, yeah, it's been a bit of a damp squib.
I've had a great weekend.
Good.
I cooked a roast dinner.
What
had
did
my
you
boys.
Do?
Did a shoulder of lamb. Picked it up because I thought it was leg. Leg is better than shoulder, right?
Well,
but I was. It was great.
As lambs don't have arms, then it is a leg, isn't it?
No, it's the shoulder as opposed to the calf.
But it might have been that shoulder.
Here's the thing. I haven't cooked a roast. I cooked a roast at Christmas, right? First time I've cooked a roast in years. I used to do roasts a lot when I was in my 20s. I haven't cooked a roast for years.
Yeah.
And I hadn't realised that roast technology has moved on leaps and bounds. Back in my day, the only innovation there was Aunt Bessie's Yorkshire puddings, right? But now everything comes pre-prepared.
Uh-huh.
The vegetables, you stab a thing and put it in the microwave, 3 minutes, right? The roasties and the parsnips, you just, no parboiling, no peeling, no cutting, no parboiling them. Yeah, in fact, the only two... Up until about, I don't know when they introduced this, 20 years ago, the only two innovations were Aunt Bessie's and Brussels sprouts. You didn't have to put a cross in at the bottom. That used to be my Sunday chore as a kid. But now it's all done.
And the meat,
so you just put it in.
The art used to be getting the meat just right. But now, on the label, it'll say, if you want it cooked so much, you know, well done or whatever, this is how long you leave it. They've done all the maths for you.
Yeah.
It was
great. And it was a roast. So I'm bringing Sunday roasts back. I am bringing Sunday roasts back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, Zoe.
Hello. Yorkshire pudding?
Oh, yes, yeah. Please. Mm. Love it. These weren't Aunt Bessie's, but they were lovely pre-made. I think they were Marx's. They weren't Marx's. I didn't get it from Marx's. Pre-made Yorkshire's. Because I remember my mum on a Sunday would go, oh, these bloody Yorkshire puddings have turned out crap again.
She'd
be mixing the batter and putting them in the thing and... 4 minutes in the oven.
If you get your fat too hot, they're all bubble and it's no point. You want it just so.
You have got amazing hair.
Yes, beautiful.
I'm loving that hair. I want hair where you can just go, da, 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 and then it just looks brilliant like yours does. That's fantastic.
Tell my mum every time she sees me, she's like, when are you going to get a proper haircut?
Oh, I'll tell your mum. Give me a number. I will tell your mum. That sounded more menacing than I meant it to.
Yeah, it did.
Sorry.
I'm
not going to speak to your mum. I don't think it would be appropriate.
Mums have always got an opinion on hair. It's one of their departments, isn't it?
Yeah, the hair department of mums.
In fact, my sister's going to be a mum. She's expecting a baby. And I wanted to let you know that I've spent the last week watching. I can't knit and I can't be doing with learning to, but I quite like darning. So look, I did one of my socks.
But where? I can't tell where you've darned them, Zoe. I can't tell which bits...
But I thought I'd buy a blanket and make some holes in it and then fix it.
Oh, look at that.
What you've got there is a story. That's brilliant.
Darning like an old deer.
When is the baby due?
I think it's the 17th of February. Awesome. So I've got all the rest of the border to go. I think I'll make it.
Well, why are you phoning us? Get on with it.
I know. I want to know how the musical's coming along. I love that.
COVID.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Zoe. Thank you, Zoe. Thank you.
It was really good. I'm not just saying that. There was great modulation, and I think it was kind of the lyrics. There was like teasing us, and then it delivered. It was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you. And it's current. It's vibrant. It's now.
Yeah.
And it's not. Here's the thing. It's not all set in Wuhan. Act two. It's going to be three acts. The entirety of Act two is set in a ski resort in Italy.
Oh God.
And they're dropping like flipping flies.
Yeah.
And you just what you get in what Act three is in Britain, but what you get in Act two is you don't see much of Britain. You don't see Britain, but you just hear
coughing.
You just hear. Not Tony Blair, what's his name? And Boris Johnson does nothing. So you just get a hint that it's not going well. And then with like third act is Britain, come here, the highest death toll. We're the third. We got the third, or maybe the second highest numbers of deaths per million in the world.
I want to audition, even though I have no appropriate skills. But I'd love to, make it happen.
Well, that's very kind.
You're looking for Sarah Brightman, aren't you?
I'm going to go for the big names first. Martine McCutcheon's first.
Yeah, Michael Balls.
Alfie
Bow.
Alfie Bow is a tosser.
Oh.
I'm going to go for the big names first, Zoe, but...
There's a guy called Julian Sullivan who's, he was in Annie Get Your Gun at the Young Vic, and he has the most incredible voice, and he would be a really good kind of... When the military guy comes on to do a kind of serious...
Yeah. He'd be good at that, would he?
All right, well, we'll write that name
Thank
down.
Thank you, Zoe. This is... And can I just say how wonderful... You're obviously an artistic person. I can see that behind you, you've created many things. There's a lot of...
You can see some scissors.
There's a lot of tap behind you, and that's great, all right?
Yeah.
And to have positive feedback from another artist...
Fellow artist, yeah.
As opposed to derision and scorn and cries of, oh, do you not think that was a bit racist,
I
what
think
you
it's
did
a bit
tonight?
Soon.
Do you not think that, you know, really shutting me down? Art no. has to I'll challenge.
I had to go back, watch it, screen record, and share in various WhatsApp groups as well. Like, that's how much I enjoyed it.
Oh, God. The Daily Mail's going to get hold of this.
Zoe, I hope they bloody well do. We need as much publicity as we can get. Zoe, have you ever considered? I'm just going to try something. Hang on, just stay there. There we go.
Because I can't see you guys.
Well, what we're doing is Catherine is now gone. It's now me and it's now you, and we're hosting the show.
Welcome to Wuhan.
She's
totally
going to
steal your shine, man.
I didn't realise that she was taking the piss. I thought she was serious.
No, I'll put my glasses on to prove I'm serious.
Oh,
here we go.
Here we go. Let's go out. I'll count it off. 1, 2, 3, 4. Welcome to Wuhan.
And welcome.
I think she's on drugs, Catherine.
Well, I hope so.
Zoe, it's nice to talk to you. Lots of luck with the. Do we know if it's a niece or a nephew yet?
No, I don't know.
It's nobody's business.
Nobody's business. No, but I'm just asking. I'm just out of manners. I hope it's. Everyone is safe and healthy, and I hope it goes like a dream. And let us know when it is here.
Will do. And keep working on the musical.
Thank you, Zoe. Right. You are great. Zoe. Thank you.
Yeah.
What a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
Speaking of wonderful human beings.
Oh, thanks. Oh.
Oh, we got sent. Richard complained about this. Now, Richard Gregorian is back, right? He's been on holiday.
Give me them shades.
Well, no. We can't. We're not even going to use that because he complained about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He complained about it.
Not like him. He's usually so easygoing.
Well, it turns out he's a hard-nosed bee.
Oh.
So he complained about it, right? And he insisted that we don't use... They come from Jimbo, those ones. That we never use that image from Jimbo... again, furious. And here's one thing you don't want to do. You do not want to pee off
a lawyer.
You just don't want to do it. No. So,
unless it's Rudy Giuliani, because he doesn't count anymore.
Now, so we got these, but Jim has not sent it in a PNG format.
Oh, so it's not see-through?
It is not. Well, he has sent it in PNG, but it's not see-through.
Right.
So.
There. We're invisible.
So, I mean, is this better? Really?
I'm so tall.
Is this better? Richard Gregorian is a man of honour.
Yeah, serious business.
And humility. Mm. And if you're getting divorced, then get divorced with him. Don't marry him. Get divorced with him. Yeah. Abbeycare.co.uk.
Get clean with them.
Get clean with them. Get busy with the fizzy soda stream. Residential... treatment centre, rehabilitation centre, based in Glasgow and Gloucester. It ain't cheap, but a lot of people have got health insurance. It will often cover it quite often. If your employer, I always get confused with employer and employee. Quite often, employer will have a health insurance policy that covers it. They really do. Care. They really do care. I went there for a few days earlier this year, and it's a great place. Abbeycare.co.uk. Oh, if you mention
the advert, 25% off.
Thanking you very much indeed. Talk to me about these guys.
Poseidon Safety Management.
Next one of the good
they
guys.
They provide security for places in Devon and Cornwall. It's manned guarding. They do mobile patrols. And
they don't just guard men. They will guard women. They'll guard properties.
They'll guard whatever you want. Your treasure. They also have dogs, like really sharp, pointy dogs that will go for you. Not go for you, but go for if you're a baddie.
If you're a baddie.
Only baddies, though.
Not if you're playing a baddie, if you are a baddie.
They've got a taste for baddies. But everyone else is A-OK with them. They recruit from the local area, so these people know their patches. And they also have a vested interest in keeping the streets nice and clean for
Quite often their jeans won't have patches, though. And so they don't need to know their patches.
They're wearing jeans, they're wearing smart uniforms.
Thank
Poseidon.
You. 34sp.com, Jackie Stallone, talk to me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, Jackie, 34SP.com. If you want to get in the cyberspace, if you want to get yourself a www.kissmyass.co.uk, that may be available. It will cost you £1 with 34SP.com. They only provide domains for the finest people, lords and ladies, no trash. So, £1 is a bargain. Get in there before all the riffraff get to hear about it.
Hey, look who's just raided us.
Toasty baby.
Hey, Toasty baby. This next call is dedicated to you, Toasty. Yeah. 906, say hello to Toasty.
This next call is dedicated to you. Jesus.
They hung up. It's one of those people.
Why?
They call in to see if the phone number works.
They're just checking.
They
just
call in. Can we get a shout?
Michael Gibson.
Oh.
Is not available.
Gibbo.
Please leave your message
after the
tone. Can we
get a shout out for Toasty?
After you finish your message,
shout out for Toasty Space Channel.
Or to hear more options, please press 1.
We're going
to
time you out in a minute, Mama.
Michael, why?
Gibbo.
Michael, why?
Gibbo.
Michael.
Gibbo.
Why?
Gibbo. Gibbo. Mama Meister says, I found Toasty from your radio the other day. She's my new favourite streamer.
I feel a little bit hurt.
That's a dick move.
I understand.
That's okay, right, fine. Hello, Gibbo.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, how you doing?
How you doing, Gibbo?
Yeah, not bad. I just thought I'd call the number and just be nosy. And then you called me out, so I thought
I'd call
back.
You out. This is the thing. I don't know why, Michael. We've had so many people the last week who just... Maybe it's the way I've phrased the title.
But we really want you to call. So when you call, we're glad you called. And we want you to call and stay on the line. And so we called you back. That's why.
All right, okay, that's great. Yeah.
Anyway, what's going on? Are you all right?
I'm great. I've seen, obviously, Ian on the telly. But yeah, I just thought I would. Came from Toasty Stream, just thought I'd give you a call and say hello.
Now, what was Toasty? Was a big. For those who don't know, Toasty is a streamer. We've got the link there, twitch.tv/Toasty. Now, we raided her channel at the end of our show at midnight. We go and find someone we like the look of, we like the vibe of, and that we think
was. She was the one with the great fringe.
She had the. I know, she had the best fringe.
Yeah. Toasty's lovely.
What was she doing tonight?
She was playing a bit of LA Noir.
Old school.
I
for those who don't know LA Noir, let me act it out a bit. That's a really funny computer game joke. I just mind turning my phone over very slowly 3 or 4 times because that is all that freaking happens in that goddamn game.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when it first came out, that game, and it being fantastic. Still got it myself. Might play it again.
I those kind of long story games that. Was Heavy Rain one of them as well?
Don't remember that one. No, I think Heavy Rain was made by the people that made Detroit Become Human.
Okay, Heavy Rain was there was a bit in Heavy Rain where you've got to do some really early on where you've got to do something with the fridge to trigger the bit that gets the kid to do their homework or something. And I spent like an hour taking the orange juice from the fridge. Putting the orange juice back in the fridge, shutting the fridge door, and I couldn't get the trigger to happen, so I gave up. I've got no stamina for those kind of things.
Don't you just go online and find a cheat?
The internet wasn't invented then.
Oh, blimey, the olden days.
Bully. Bully. I've got Bully.
Oh, Bully's fantastic. I got Bully for my iPad. Started playing it on my iPad, and fantastic.
Yeah,
I was playing it on the train and playing it on flights and stuff when we're able to do that.
They changed the name of Bully. Bully came out and it was highly controversial because it was you basically play a bully in the school. And then they changed the name recently to like Canis A. Canum or something like that.
Yeah, Canis Cadum Edit or something like that.
Yeah. And I was playing it with my kid and my kid got a little bit bored, but I loved it. I want some more of that. Do you stream, Gibbo, or are you purely a voyeur?
No, I don't stream at all. I watch quite a lot of Twitch. Well, not quite a lot, a few Twitch streamers. So, Toasty, don't know if you've heard of Ashley Story.
Yes, that's Janie Godley's daughter.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
Janie
Godley's daughter.
I heckled Ashley when she was 12. She did a stand-up gig in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Festival. I think I went with Mackenzie Crook. And I didn't really heckle her, but it kind of looked like that. She said something, and I said something to Mackenzie, but I said it too loud. So it looked like I was heckling her, and I wasn't at all. But yeah, Ashley's brilliant.
You've since apologised to that.
Yes,
that.
I have. I have since apologised. I wouldn't call her that. I would call her a human for being. That. You said to that.
Well, I didn't mean that.
Who else are you watching, Michael?
The guys that for Detroit Become Human, Connor from that, he streams. So okay. He's Descartes Games. I watch a bit of him, and then a bit of Lemmy as well.
You got to love a bit of Lemmy. I mean, Lemmy's kind of my go-to streamer of choice. Well, Michael, thank you for picking up the phone and calling. And I'm sorry. I hope you don't feel that we've kind of bullied you or anything. This is a very love. This is not. We are the opposite. We are. When I say we are anti-Lemmy, we're like a negative. Yeah, we're not going to phone you up and go, "You FNC," as Lemmy might do.
No.
Even though
that's on FNC Fridays.
He's a big pussycat. hey, listen, guys, if you're new here, drop us a follow. And maybe we'll speak to you again, man. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Thanks.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There you go. And that's how it works. Yeah. That's how it works. Simple as that. Thank you, Toasty. There we go. We got a new caller out of that.
Zero Entity says, try this game, Iron Bread. Such a weird, fun game. We've played that, haven't we?
I played that ages ago.
You roll it around on the floor and you've got to get across the room.
Yeah.
Tell you what I was playing this weekend. I was playing Moss on the VR.
VR. Oh, it's addicted to the VR.
So beautiful.
It is absolutely stunning. Really gentle little puzzle game. And you can peer over it. You can like look. And
the mouse says, when you want you to pull things out, that you can, she rather, once she wants to run on things, it's great.
Hello, caller.
Hello. Am I in?
You're in. You're on.
Okay, good. It's the anonymous Tim here.
Funny when you
I've just sent you an email, and as part of the email, I said I'd phone up and explain what it is. It's to a conversation that we had last week.
Oh yes.
You remember when I phoned in about the Donald Trump?
Go on. Tell everyone what this is, and we'll play a little, probably incredibly offensive game. But go on.
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump. I used to listen to him before he became a politician.
When did that happen? He still hasn't.
Et cetera. All right. Before he ran for president, I used to watch him and listen to a few of his audiobooks. One of his audiobooks is called Think Big and Kick Ass. And, I mean, now I know what he's like. I really just, you know, don't hold a light to any of it. It's all just blowhard nonsense. But, he, at the end of the book, it was written, this is the thing, it was written in collaboration with a guy who does, who holds seminars and stuff, big arena seminars, a bloke called Bill Zanker, who runs something called the Learning Annex, and he got Donald Trump to be part of it. And so it's all about going around making speeches, and at the end of the book, there's a section where people give testimonials. Now, there are a few people. Well, the guy who's reading the audiobook is American.
Yeah.
He's got a decent voice. Whatever, you know. And what I've sent you is little bookmarks to the places where he does these testimonials. So he does testimonials for people from the States. But then he does. Well, what I said to you last week was he does testimonials from people from China and India, and he changes his accent for while he's doing it. But while I just looked it up to send this to you, there's no evidence actually that he was in a different country anyway.
Oh.
They may just be people with Chinese and Indian names who have attended his seminars in the States.
Oh, God.
And this guy has chosen to put an accent on. I mean, to be fair, if you can be, he also puts on a Texan accent when someone's from Texas.
All right.
This and that. But. Well, okay, so
should we have a little listen?
You can do. Yeah.
Okay, here comes the first one, and this is Puerto Rican. Here we go.
Real estate is that we love renovating.
Now you probably won't be able to hear this, Tim, so just bear with us.
And after, we're now flipping one house a month, and our goal is to flip 10 homes a month. We want to thank Donald Trump for inspiring us in so many ways. Because of his influence, we are creating a grand life for ourselves. Thank you also to Bill Zanker for creating the Learning Annex Wealth Expo. It's the most exciting show we have ever attended. We already have our tickets.
We've never seen Neil Diamond or Cher.
For next
year. Kiss.
Can't wait. Maria and Joel Lavoie.
Here we go.
Dear Learning Annex, Donald Trump helped me to change the way I do business.
What are you doing?
After I attended the Wealth Expo last year, my wife and I got back home in Costa Rica, and we applied Trump's advice to things.
Why would you, this guy's reading out a testimonial from a Puerto Rican family. Why would you do that? Oh, my God. We're carrying on. We're carrying on with this one. Here we go.
We have an import and distribution company.
Import and distribution company.
Don't you start.
Oh,
and a beauty salon and spa. So we started thinking big, hired three more salespeople, and started selling in all Costa Rica territory. It's now 1 year later, and we have two new lines we represent, and we sell six times what we sold in the past, and still growing every day. We made the beauty salon bigger, and now we have 32 people working for us, and we signed a contract to be sponsors of the Miss Costa Rica event.
Okay, we're going to go. The next one is Chinese.
Oh God, no!
Apologies in advance. We're not enjoying. Apologies. This is.
Well, you wouldn't know it's Chinese.
Oh, okay.
To be honest.
All right.
You can't tell what accent he's putting on some of these.
Oh,
okay. Here we go. Here we go.
The message "Think big" finally got to me. I am now charging forward to fulfill my dreams that have been locked away for years. I have been chosen as world's greatest feng shui master on a TV show. I would normally turn this down, but my newfound confidence enabled me to accept this title.
You know what this guy's doing? He's doing a demo trying to get all the jobs.
Yeah.
This change of attitude would not have come to me
India's coming up after
Donald Trump's think big message. Thank you, Mr. Trump and Mr. Zanker. You turned me around for the better.
And kicked my ass.
Kwai Lang Chan Ku.
Kwai Lang Chan Ku. Kwai Lang Chan Ku. Tim, we're going to go to... I know you can't hear these, Tim. Your patience and your silence is gratefully appreciated. Here we go.
You're welcome.
Here's India.
Thanks to the Wealth Expo and Donald Trump, I am going to make my first million. I attended the Learning Annex Wealth Expo in April 2006.
Is this Irish?
At the Los Angeles Convention Center. I learned so much from all the speakers those 2 days. However, what I learned from Trump had the biggest impact on my life. I have always believed in myself.
These kind of things, the event that they're talking about, it's kind of just like pyramid selling. I never understand, Tim, you can come back in now, but I never understand these people that pay to go to these kind of motivational speakers. You too can make $1 million. The people that bought my book, they've now...
I know how they do it.
Go on.
Because they get friends to do it. They get a friend to
bring. It's pyramid selling.
Yeah, so
well, that's what Herbalife was. You know that lose weight now, ask me how.
And there,
it was a pyramid scam.
And there were loads of those. And there were loads of those in sort of cosmetics. And the unfortunate thing is, and the thing that makes them so powerful and difficult to get out of and difficult to convince people that they're a bad idea, is because it's their friend that's bringing them along.
Right.
It's their friend that's bringing them along. And she wouldn't do that to me. Well, most of the time, they don't know they're doing anything to you because it's being done to them. And by the time they realise, it's too late.
I never forget a friend of mine, my friend Steve, who just kind of vanished just before my second son was born. One of my best friends, and he just vanished. Can you get your face in the middle a bit, please? Because I'm trying to get focused, and it's focusing on picture. I think the back is in focus. Can you do the thing with your fingers that make it go in focus?
Oh.
Are you talking to me?
No, sorry, Tim. I forgot. Oh, Tim's there. Right. I forgot Tim was there.
No, it's in focus, isn't it?
No, we're out of focus. Hang on.
I could come.
There we go. Now pull it back. Pull it back. There we go. And he was a really good friend. He just disappeared. I never understood why. I was so gutted. One of my best. We're out of focus again.
Is it because of something in the background?
Yeah.
Do you want me to turn one off?
Sorry. Hang on, Tim. Bear with Tim. We're having technicals,
it's
Tim.
It's all right.
Here we go.
Well,
we're in.
Speaking of technical, I didn't want to bring it up, but you're well out of sync for me this evening.
Refresh your screen. Refresh. Get out of here, you piece of trash.
I did it.
Good. Get out of here.
So anyway, this is Steve.
And then he went to this thing and he came back with his girlfriend who was sensible. And it was this thing where they were told that they could buy a plot of land and each plot would eventually be made into a house and they would own the land and they would buy the plot of land for like 20,000 and it would and then it would be sold to make a house on it. And I'm going, and I was going, but that Steve, that sounds so good that it simply cannot be true. No, it's legit. They talked us through it. I said, Steve, if they're telling you to buy a plot of land that you can then sell in a year for 60,000, why would they sell it to you? Why don't they just sell it straight? Why would they do that? Well, it's because of the money and the...
I went undercover as a reporter at one of those things. It was just for women. You were supposed to just bring female...
Doorbells.
Zoom is full of spies.
And I had a microphone and recording device in my handbag. And they were saying all sorts. It was all like, you best not tell your husband about
donuts.
Wow.
Don't tell your husband about it. And in fact, don't tell men about it in general. And be very careful who you tell, because they will tell you that it's a con. But obviously it's not. It's just that we're trying to keep it amongst friends. Wow. And, you know, they said it explicitly, do not tell your husband.
That's incredible.
They won't understand it.
Well,
so then immediately they've got the shame thing.
Oh, Michael Gibson just subscribed. Thank you, Michael.
So immediately they've got you, because as soon as you start to get in over your head, you've lied to your husband or hidden it from him. So there's that increased pressure on you to either make it right or keep it a secret and go away and not cause a fuss. It was so tricksy. It was so tricksy.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.